Om Shanti. Good morning. The song that you've just heard, Baba is mine and I belong to Baba, is the theme of today's Murali. Baba has defined tapasya in a very simple way. And yes, Baba's also mentioned that the foundation of tapasya is unlimited disinterest. That stage where nothing else pulls you at all. And in that context, Baba's saying that everything becomes very simple when you remember one word, and that is one. Easy. And so when everything I need, everything I want comes from one, from the source, from the supreme, then it's easy to have detachment and disinterest in everything else around also. And so unlimited disinterest, the definition of that is one, just stay focused on one. And through that then there can be the tapasya that we really need. Just thinking about why it is we need to have tapasya, and always there's this balance of what is it that's of benefit to me personally and how does it benefit the world around me. And you can see that there's absolutely a dire need for tapasya at this moment. For myself, to be able to maintain stability so that the seams of the current situation, whatever they may be, whether it's dealing with my own sanskars, whether it's dealing with the sanskars of others, but I need deep, intense tapasya, deep connection with Baba, so that then I can draw that power and maintain that stability within myself. But also, for myself, I'm aware that whatever changes have taken place, a lot more still needs to happen. And so being able to recognize my own sanskars and know what it is I need to change, there isn't any other way to bring about transformation except through tapasya. That intense connection with God that gives me the power, all the different powers that I need for transformation. And I think everyone here in this gathering would agree that however far I may have come, there's still a long way to go. Or maybe for some, just a short way to go. But whichever it is, it's going to be possible through tapasya. And in terms of the world, we hear the news, we see the news, we hear it from others, even if I don't like to pick up a newspaper and I don't give time to things on TV or on my devices. But yet still, you get the news from all around. And the things that are going on in the world are just inhuman. And so what is it that we can do sitting far away? Or maybe there's things happening just down the road or even with my neighbors. How can I help them? They're not ready to listen to Baba's teachings and maybe I'm not even in contact with them, especially if they're far away. I can't say to them, come, let me share with you my understanding of God. But anyway, they maybe wouldn't be ready for that. But what everybody needs is to feel that inner strength and support. And maybe to know that although darkness at the moment seems to be prevailing, beyond that darkness there is light. And so atapasya, sending out those vibrations one at a time is fine, it begins with that. But collectively, as we send out those vibrations of God's light, God's love, God's peace, collectively, souls who are ready to feel that and take benefit from that are going to be able to feel that solace reaching them. And so the world needs atapasya. In today's Murali, Baba's talking to a group from Punjab and 1990. And it was the days when there was a lot of upheaval going on in Punjab. And so Baba's saying to them, you have to give people something. They're not ready to take Baba's knowledge, okay. But let them take something from Baba through you, whether it's peace, whether it's light, whether it's that inner strength, that might. And so especially now, what was the world like in 1990? There's always been something or another going on. But today, when it feels as if it's not just going on here and there, but as things that connect the whole world and the whole world is impacted, the pandemic was a start of that sense that no one nation is isolated. Everybody is in the same situation together. But now also, although we may have had 300 plus wars in peacetime, since the end of the Second World War, it's several hundred wars that have been happening in different parts of the world. The Middle East immediately attracts attention by the world because it's connected with the world. But equally now, whatever is happening is repercussions worldwide in so many different ways. And so atapasya, sending out our vibrations of God's light, is absolutely essential. And so the definition of tapasya, to have that focus only on one. So where do I begin? I'm a social creature, I have so many connections, I have so many things to do in the world. Where do I begin? And the first step is introversion, antarmukta, when I'm ready to look inwards rather than continually facing outwards. And we don't even realize that that's what's going on. Body consciousness, looking outwards, extroversion, has become natural. Thousands of years. And so even something you've been doing for a few days, you become habituated to that, and that's natural. And so something that you've been doing for a few thousand years, yes, it's very deep, it feels very natural. But with that awareness of who I am and who I belong to, then in that awareness, I know that without soul consciousness, I cannot experience God. Everybody's experience that when my mind is scattered anywhere else, I can't feel God's presence. But it takes just a moment, literally a moment, one thought, and I turn inwards and I find that stable space inside and I can feel the soul. Then in that awareness of the soul, yes, I can feel God's presence very, very quickly. And so the first step, to be able to feel that introversion. And connected very much with that, Baba's used the word ekant priya, to have love for solitude, to have love for space where I can be silent. And living in London, it's not always easy to find an external space where you can be silent. And Baba's not asking us to go and sit in Mount Abu all the time. But just to be able to have that love for solitude, and you're able to find that space inside, which is solitude, I alone with God. And you can do that wherever it is you are. You're in an office with lots of people around you, but just for a moment, you go inside. That love for solitude pulls you to go inside. You're not neglecting your work. You're not in denial of the responsibilities that you have, but you're just connecting with your own center within. And that love for solitude of experiencing that again and again will allow God's presence to reach the soul. And so, Ekant Priya, love for solitude, introversion, but also the most important, to know that there is only one source, and whatever it is I need, I can take from that one. And it's very interesting to hear Baba's images. Baba's using that image of how you have to step away from all your supports and all the shores. And that idea of a shore, that I'm taking support here, but what's going to happen if I let go? Am I going to be floating, or am I going to be drowning in the ocean if I let go of that support? And so, more and more, to be able to develop that connection with God, where truly I feel that, yes, Baba is the one who's giving me everything I need. But Baba's also saying, don't do it slowly. Don't say, yes, I'll do it slowly, slowly. Because time is really racing ahead, and you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen by the end of the day. But if I've built up my relationship with Baba now, then I won't need the support that I used to depend on. An interesting comment from Baba, that Baba's giving us the power and the understanding to be able to move away from our dependencies and our supports now, so that as time becomes more critical, and we know that it will, we don't feel stranded. We don't feel lost. A time is going to come when everybody is going to move away from their supports, but that will be drama showing the scenes that it has to show. And at that moment, I won't know how to take God's help. But if I start practicing now, and two questions I need to ask myself to make sure that I'm moving away from all supports. What is it that I want? And how many desires do I have? And my wants are not my needs. My needs is something else. But my wants, I want. Or even connected very much with that, I like. Daddy used to laugh at this, that when she would travel and go to different places, and if she said, I like this, it may be vegetables, it may be fruits, then every time she went there, they would make sure they prepared that. Or word would get around, and then wherever it is she was going, that's what they would be serving. And she was actually saying, I like it, to actually please the people who had gone to the effort and the trouble to make it. And I never heard her say, I don't like. And so for her, it wasn't a question of a contrast of I like, I don't like. And of course, in body consciousness, when we are pulled by tastes, like and don't like is a very normal thing for us to say. But I like, I don't like, I'm being pulled by different feelings and emotions. No, what is it that I like? I like whatever Baba provides. What is it that I want? Baba has actually given, I reckon, everybody sitting here all that we need. So why should I want anything more than that? Really, if you make a list of what it is Baba has given you already, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional, across the board, Baba has either shown you how to get what you need and what you want. Baba shows us the method, and then if I decide I don't want to follow the method, I go here and there, then Baba's going to say, well, that's your choice. But there's a very straight, clear line of how to be able to take whatever it is that I need and I want from one. And Baba's also mentioned how even when it's a question of need, I don't need to be thinking about it and spending my time and energy letting my mind go here and there. Don't need to do that. I know that Baba, my father, and Rama, my mother, both work together to provide whatever it is I need. Who's had that experience? Many are nodding their heads without putting up their hands, but it's a reality of our lives that you belong to God and God provides. That doesn't mean I sit back and I'm lazy and I said, well, it's all going to come to me anyway. No, I do what I need to do in terms of my effort, but that's because I know that karma is part of life. But what I can do, Baba's used this expression today, just as you know that you can never be without karma, now you know that you actually cannot be without karma yoga. Try doing karma just on its own, and the outcome is a big question mark. Is it going to be the right karma? Is it going to be the right results? Is it going to be the things that should be? Whatever. But if I make sure there's yoga and then karma, then that karma yoga is going to bring the results that are absolutely right. And that will be what it is I need. So never use the word karma on its own now. Use the expression karma yoga. And one more thing I just want to take up from today's Murali. Baba is saying that tapasya is where your mind and your intellect both are connected with one. Mind connected with one? Well, an easy method for that is to churn knowledge. And even if I'm not going into the depths of knowledge, just to let my mind gently revise knowledge. What did Baba say today? What is it that Baba's talking about that's important for me? Might not be today, might have been yesterday. But to keep the mind engaged with Baba's versions means that, of course, I'm going to find it easy to connect with God. And then the intellect. We've all had that experience where the mind is going around and things seem to be on track, but yet there's still something else that's pulling me. Maybe it's a lost key. Very simple thing. How often do we lose our keys? And I'm trying to sit in yoga, and I'm trying to think about Baba's Gyan, and I'm trying to be soul conscious, but there's something that's pulling. And a key is a very simple thing, but it could be more serious than that. So can I also check what is it that pulls my intellect? And where there's desires and wants and needs and supports, all these are the things that will pull my intellect. And so I was connecting very much the stage of moving away from supports, moving away from all desires. There was, I think, just yesterday or the day before, within the blessing, I was saying that become ignorant of what it is to desire. Become ignorant of what it is to have a need or a want. And so the deeper my connection with Baba, the more I'm able to receive from Baba, and the more I'm able to give others what I've received instead of wanting to take from them. It's all connected. In that state where I know that there's only one source, literally, truly, one source, and I'm turning to connect with that one source, then yes, my mind can be reflecting on Baba's knowledge, and my intellect is deeply connected with Baba, and all will be well. That tapasya is going to ensure that my sanskars go through change, but also I'm giving out to the world what the world needs. The Murali has very categorically today mentioned someone who is a very, very beautiful soul in the Yakya who left. And so the date of the Murali is the day that it's been mentioned, but the departure of Dadi Santri. And I just want to mention who she is. You might not know that name. But she was also actually Dada Vishwakishore's Laukik partner. And Dada Vishwakishore, those who've heard Dadi's classes would remember that she's often talked about the soul who I'm sure is one of the eight jewels actually, even though incognito to the very end. And he passed away in 1968, just a few months before Baba, and he had been Baba's right hand. So I'm sure that that departure also added the load that Brahma Baba was carrying in terms of responsibility. Otherwise, Baba would give a signal and it would be done. Baba didn't have to give it a second thought. The faith that that soul had was incredible. And Dadi Santri was actually the first person who used to be with Brahma Baba and take care of Brahma Baba's physical needs. And then the last several years, she was in Calcutta with Dadi Nirmashanta. And you would see her and it was like a flower. That's the only way to describe her, a fragile flower within the world. But yet, of course, very strong in faith and commitment and determination, and so an amazing example. So we're going to be remembering that soul too today. But that stage where they were totally detached, you wouldn't know that there was any connection, because I belong to Baba, I belong to Baba, and so yes, there's a connection of spirituality, but no bondage. And today, yes, also just to share Madhuban love and remembrances. And there'll be Madhuban Toli after the Bhog offering.